cannot convince each other of opposing viewpoints, no matter how persuasive we are, if we cannot first embrace an integral approach to our debate. Otherwise, the cycle of our geopolitical argument will continue infinitely. This will be our fate. We cannot convince each other of opposing viewpoints, no matter how persuasive we are, if we cannot first embrace an integral approach to our debate. Otherwise, the cycle of our geopolitical argument will continue infinitely. This will be our fate. We cannot convince each other of opposing viewpoints, no matter how persuasive we are, if we cannot first embrace an integral approach to our debate. Otherwise, the cycle of our geopolitical argument will continue infinitely. This will be our fate. We cannot convince each other of opposing viewpoints, no matter how persuasive we are, if we cannot first embrace an integral approach to our debate. Otherwise, the cycle of our geopolitical argument will continue infinitely. This will be our fate. We cannot convince each other of opposing viewpoints, no matter how persuasive we are, if we cannot first embrace an integral approach to our debate. Otherwise, the cycle of our geopolitical argument will continue infinitely. This will be our fate. We cannot convince each other of opposing viewpoints, no matter how persuasive we are, if we cannot first embrace an integral approach to our debate. Otherwise, the cycle of our geopolitical argument will continue infinitely. This will be our fate. We cannot convince each other of opposing viewpoints, no matter how persuasive we are, if we cannot first embrace an integral approach to our debate. Otherwise, the cycle of our geopolitical argument will continue infinitely. This will be our fate. We cannot convince each other of opposing viewpoints, no matter how persuasive we are, if we cannot first embrace an integral approach to our debate. Otherwise, the cycle of our geopolitical argument will continue infinitely. This will be our fate.
We cannot convince each other.